investigate. You know, that's what our Father wishes you to do. Hey, if you're going to make it, you've got to investigate His Word. We're going to talk about a couple of Greek words today that are not translated investigate, but that's their meaning, even more so in a deeper sense. So, and it has to do with not being misled, to know the truth, to stick with it, to hold with God's Word. So, having said that, chapter 4, the great first book of Timothy, if you'll turn there, please. And I'll call these Greek words to your attention when we get there. Again, investigate. Do you ever investigate the Word? Do you know what happened in the garden? It's very important. If you don't know that, you're probably a lost soul anyway. But you love Jesus? Well, that's fine. Which one? There happens to be two, the false and the true. So you need to do a little investigating, or you can be hung out on the limb. You're going to fly away? Where is that written in God's Word? I haven't found it yet. Okay. Naturally, we're going to be with Him. So therefore, you investigate, and you find out in the Scriptures where you can be a useful servant to Almighty God. Or guess what? He can't use you, really. He loves you. But if you don't know your job, He can't use you. How do you know your job? By investigating God's Word. Chapter 4, verse 1, 1 Timothy, and it reads, "Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times," that's today, "some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils." Well, who are devils? Well, Satan's children, the Kenites. They like to really infiltrate the media with false teachings, misleadings. I don't know, do you ever investigate, or can you be had? Verse 2, "speaking lies and hypocrisy." That's pretending they're something they're not, pretending to be Christ's children, God's children, God's Word, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. You ever burned yourself in some place, you know, and know what happens after? It kills the nerves. You don't have any feeling there. Neither do these people have any feeling as far as your welfare is concerned, or what your feelings, how you might be offended. They only have one reason, and that's to pump self up. "Forbidden to marry, and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth." That do what? That not only know the truth, but believe it. There's a big difference. A lot of people like to play church. That won't get you anywhere. Now, forbidden to marry. Are you going to take place in the wedding that's coming up pretty soon? I hope so. Some of them are going to try to get you to marry somebody else. And I don't think you want to go that way. I'm talking about the false Messiah. That's why Jesus would say in Mark 13, "Woe to those that are with child when I return." I mean, he's the husband. And if you're already with child, you've been messing around for him. You didn't investigate. You don't know God's Word. And therefore, that leaves you in trouble. Now, never let anyone tell you to abstain from meats that God created to be received. What did God create to be received? Not scavengers. Scavengers are good animals. God created them because we need them. Well, what do? They cleanse the earth. They keep polluted flesh and disease away from us by consuming it themselves. Make sure you don't consume one of them, or you'll be a sick puppy. Okay. Maybe not a puppy, but something. Okay? Now, so, never let anyone, many people will try to mislead you that God cleansed all things. No, He said those that are to be received. Leviticus 11 will tell you what it is you're supposed to eat. Verse 4, "For every creature of God is good." And it is. A scavenger is good. Why? It does what God created it to do. "And nothing to be refused if it be received with thanksgiving." Always thank God for His creation. It's that is slipped in by Satan that's either a hybrid or not of God's plan. That you want to look out for. Verse 5, "For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer." sanctified house. God's Word lets you know what is good and what is bad. Now, God created these bodies, and He knows what they need. So listen to His Word and pray about it. Verse 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, if you do what? If you put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine, whereunto thou hast attained. Now, underline that word attained in your mind. It means investigate. Okay. That you have investigated, that you have proved right. The word in the Greek is parakolothea. Okay. I'm going to teach you two words today, parakolothea. That's really two Greek words, para, and I'm going to take you all the way back to the etymology, which your Strong's is not going to do for you, but I'll do it anyway. Para means to be beside, to be with, to be equal in knowledge, okay, to know. And athea means to walk the proper way with worshipfully. So the etymology is that you walk the right way. Who is the way? Christ is the way. And that you be with Him, not with somebody else. That's the etymology of research, of investigate, so that you're not deceived, that you are with the true Messiah, that you're not deceived. Hey, what happened in the garden? Do you know? Have you researched it? You're going to fly away? You researched it? Do you know what God's Word says about it? Have you attained? That's what He's talking about. If you have, He's proud of you. He loves you. He can use you. You'll pass. You're going to be in the kingdom. But you've got to investigate. And that's what that word attain means, parakaletheia, which is to say, probably I shouldn't take it. It really means to investigate, to require, inquire, and to check out. But the etymology of the word is to walk with the way, in the way, worshipfully, meaning, and this word is that way, that you know what you're doing, that you're not going to be deceived by those that are hypocrites. Verse 7, but refuse profane and old wives' fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. Now, women always get a bad break because I think there are more crooked men than there are crooked women as far as misleading people in the Word of God. You got too many people claiming to be preachers that haven't investigated. And I'm not judging them. You don't have to judge them. All you got to do is listen. They don't know what they're talking about. They drift away from the Word of God. Do you know what that does to your brethren? They can get lost real easy in the maze of the end times, as God warned in that first verse. Now, the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits. See, there's a lot of spirits in this world. There's only one Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will guide you and give you unction as to what is correct and what is the way to go. So translate that word, you have attained, to you have investigated. You've documented. When you investigate something, you've proved it, or hopefully you have, to your satisfaction that you're not going to be deceived. And again, in exercising thyself unto godliness, you know, we all like to work out. Hey, builds up the muscles, really makes the old body tick. Makes you feel good, but it's going to die. Okay. If you exercise your soul in spirit, that lives forever. So I don't know. How do you plan for today or forever? Okay. That's why you always investigate. Now, there's nothing against taking care of your flesh while you're here to be a better servant, but don't neglect the soul. Don't neglect to investigate. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life, that's eternal life, that now is, and of that which is to come. That means forever, that God is with us forever. So I love the etymology of the Greek word, okay, because it kind of gets it down where country is, you know. The word meaning you walk right here beside me. Don't you be back here behind me in knowledge. Okay. You stay up here with me. And let's walk worshipfully with Almighty God, studying the godly word that gives us eternal life forever by investigating. That's the etymology of that word that is translated here, attained. I think it really loses if you want to know the truth, and that's why I'm teaching this lecture. Verse 9, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe. Do you worry about being persecuted? You shouldn't. You know why? It means you're doing something right. It means you have investigated. It means you do know. So don't be one of these poor me babies. Oh, the whole world picks on me. Well, they should, because you're a child of God. That makes you something special. You got it? So wear it with your dignity right out there in front, and let it be known without even saying it. You're a child of God that has investigated, that knows and understands. Okay, now we're going to move on to 2 Timothy. And we're going to go to verse 3 of 2 Timothy. Chapter 3. And again, we're going to be seeking out the same word. It won't be translated investigate, but it's the same Greek word, okay? It means to investigate. This really, sometimes translations just leave so much missing. That's why you want to investigate. Languages are a beautiful thing, and you got to look at them a little bit. You see, you even have to take in account that there have been certain people that have tried to change the truth. But a wise person can catch it, can know it, especially if you have a little working knowledge of the manuscripts. 2 Timothy chapter 3. This know also, verse 1, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Now, does that surprise you? I don't know. Did you listen to the news this morning? You know, that there are perilous times. And do you know something? Do you know how much confusion is in this world? Do you know how many people that actually understand what's happening? Do you know what confusion is? It's Babel. It's Babylon. And that time is coming. And people wonder and pray. And many of them are lost. Do you know why? They haven't investigated the Word of God, for God has spoken, that's the way it is, that's the way it shall always be, and there's no need in you being in the dark. Verse 2, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. You know, this is why I believe that the generation that lives now is living when the great downfall took place, and I think they were brought into souls and birth at this time. And we've seen that change in this last couple of generations. Without natural affection, they don't really care as much about family as they used to. Truth breakers. I mean, they'll give you their word, but don't count on it. Okay. You know, if I give you my word, it's better than something on a piece of paper drawn up by lawyers. And that's the way you should live your life. I was taught, raised, and brought up that way. That's the way it used to be in part, you know. But man, you don't dare do that anymore. You know, unless it's with someone you truly know. False accusers, that's gossipers. Man, they will accuse you of stuff that is nothing but a big lie, that is so distant, so foreign, that it doesn't fit even. But they'll do it. Why? Because you're trying. You're researching. Incontinent, that means they are without self-control. Furious, despisers of those that are good. They hate people that God blesses. They're jealous. And maybe they have a right to be, because it's fantastic to have the blessing and riches of God that He gives you. Do you know how valuable peace of mind is? When you research, you acquire peace of mind. It's something you can't buy. There's no price to it. But it's one of the most valuable things in the world, because it makes you different. You're not worried about anything because you know Father's on the throne. You know that we're going through a time, and this time is growing short. And it's going to happen as it's written. You've researched. You know what it is. So you don't have anything to be anxious about. Four, also they are traitors, heady, high-minded, that's puffed up, got their nose straight up in the air, lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. They don't care anything about God. This is where you want to be real careful. These people that don't really care anything about God, they'll talk you a mean battle of God. Okay? They'll claim to really be Christian people. Some of them will. Do you know who warned you about that in Mark 13, Matthew 24, and Luke 21? People will come in my name, Jesus said. Don't be deceived. In other words, they're going to claim to be Christian preachers, Christian teachers. Come in His name. You better be careful. You know, that would frighten some people, but it shouldn't frighten you. You know why? You've investigated. They can't con you. You know, with their tripe, I'm not sure what that word means, come to think about it. Maybe I shouldn't have said it. But anyway, I'll call it that. Okay? Just be careful, okay? But you don't have to worry, because you know the truth. Having a form of godliness, oh, they look so holy. Pass the plate real quick, something religious. Okay? And we'll claim we're going to give it to the poor, and we be the poor. That's the way they operate, okay? But denying the power thereof, from such turn away. You keep away from them. Do you recognize them when you see them? Do you recognize them when you hear them? You should, because you've investigated. Little simple things. Do you know why I have brought up the fact that you know what happened in the garden so many times? That's so simple that you accept it as practically nothing. But it makes the difference. That's why you investigate. It identifies the enemy. Verse 6. For of this sort are they which creep into houses and lead captive silly women laden with sins, led away with divers lusts, with wrong teachings. You know, you can come in with something. I've got a new message, a new blessing, and it may lead you right down Primrose Lane. Okay, you have one husband, even Christ, spiritually speaking. You stick with Him, and you'll never be sorry. There's another coming. And He claims to be Christ also. You want to investigate. Verse 7, ever learning, that's what they're doing, always got that Bible, ever learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. They can't reach the full truth. You know why? They don't investigate. They don't take it to another level. But we could add to that, they don't have the leading of the Holy Spirit. You know, none of us are so sharp that we can just pick up the Word and go with it. Because we have to have the Holy Spirit to touch our minds and give us clarity. When you investigate, He rewards you with knowledge and with truth, whereby no one can deceive you. Always give credit where credit's due. Give it to the Father. through the Holy Spirit. Now, an example. In other words, they can be religious all their lives, and they never, never come to the full truth. That's kind of sad, isn't it? Verse 8. Now, as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. You remember who those two were? Moses walked up with his staff, threw it down, and turned into a snake. And these two threw theirs down, they turned into snakes, and Moses' snake ate them up. But just as Moses overcomes, so will you. That's what he's about to tell you. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men, as theirs also was. Just as Moses overcame, so shall you. Fantastic. Do you know why? Because you're the prettiest? No, because you've researched. You've taken it serious. You've studied God's Word. You're not a pushover. You can't be had because you belong to the Lord. But thou hast fully, I'm stressing that, fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience. And there again, you have that same word in the word fully. It's not fully, it's investigated. You have investigated. You walk with me. You walk with me in a worshipful way. Parapia. Okay. You investigated. That's how you get the fully loaded mind, knowing the truth of God's Word. Why? You worked at it. You prayed for it. And the Holy Spirit gave it to you, okay, with your working for it. So you can translate that word fully into investigation, because it is that same Greek word. Again, I prefer the etymology. You walk with Him in the Holy Spirit, and He gives you the wonderful, worshipful truth that is in His Word, and you have it fully, okay? I would recommend that all of you check me out on this. How in the world could that little word fully there mean all that? Take your Strong's Concordance and it'll document it. You'll learn something. It'll bless you, okay? You will have investigated. And you will have come to the real truth of the matter. That when you've got all these has-beens, will-bes, and never gets there, like to play church, holy, 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 but never come to the full truth, you'll understand how you can by being fully known of the doctrine that is taught in God's Word. So there again in that verse 10, you have that outstanding word, investigate. Show yourself approved. Paul goes on, verse 11. Persecutions, afflictions which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra. What persecutions I endured. Oh, they beat him, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. Do you have that faith? Have you investigated? You know, times get rough. Do you think it's going to end there? No. God will deliver you. Why? You investigated. You have the truth, and you know Him. Yea, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Do you understand that? Well, I just hate hard times. Oh, do you? Listen, do you know what kind of world you're in? Do you know who the prince of the power of this particular hour is? Satan, okay? He's allowed to roam this earth. But you know what? I've investigated this word. And I found the scripture that says Christ gave me power over him. You know what I'm going to do to him if he comes around me? I'm going to stomp him. Okay? He's not going to mess with me because I've investigated. And I have the power in the name of Jesus Christ to order him out of my life and those around. You do the same. Why? You know, because you've investigated. So What do persecutions mean to a person that has the power and the authority to order Satan? Nothing. Nada. Zippo. 13. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. That's true. But make sure you're not in your account, okay? That doesn't mean they can deceive you. Don't let it happen. Verse 14, but continue thou in the things which thou hast learned, hast researched, and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. Who? The Holy Spirit, the Word of God, leading you, directing you, letting you function in this terrible, messed up world with a clear head, knowing that God is in control and that God takes care of His own. Verse 15, and that from a child thou hast known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ. Did you hear that? The Scriptures can make you wise. Why? You research them. And you hear me many times say, some of you have known since you were a child. There was more to God's Word, and that's just the way it is. That's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, being Christian born into His truth and His Word. You know that you know, and when you research, it's like, I knew that, but He calls it to your remembrance through the Holy Spirit. All Scripture, verse 16, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. You got that? And is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. Not in deceit, but in righteousness, to give you a better life, to give you an understanding that you can overcome hardships. That the man of God may be perfect, that means mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And that's what the Word will do for you. You're furnished with the knowledge and the wisdom whereby you can handle it. You can cut it. Okay, turn with me to Luke chapter 15. We're going to take a little different cut here. Luke chapter 15, verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans. That means they were kind of like government employees or citizens, and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes, this is the Holy Joes, okay? Holy Joes here, murmured, saying, this man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. Let me ask you something. If you are a representative of Jesus Christ who came to this earth to offer salvation to those that will research, then who do you think He would send you to? Not to some teacher of God's Word. If it was a correct teacher, He would teach you to send you to the sinners. If you're not sick, you don't need a doctor, okay? So you're a spiritual doctor that He sends you to people that are sick spiritually and need help, okay, when you have a chance to plant a seed. Okay, verse 3. And He spake this parable unto them, saying, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost? Lost from what? I want you to know, lost from the truth. Did He say the other 99 had it? No. He said there is one that is lost. So what does that mean? That one is out hunting. That one is looking. That one knows it's lost. The others think they're right there in good shape. Okay. Now I'm taking this to a little deeper level than it's usually taught in some churches, okay? But this is as it is. Okay. Christ looks for those that are trying. Christ looks for those that are lost and know it and are looking for that morsel of truth that brings them into, through investigation, salvation and peace of mind. Until he find it, verse 5. And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. He carries it. When you're trying, do you understand, when you're trying to find that lost truth, when you're trying to find what it is you should do, that Christ will put you on his shoulders and carry you? 6. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. I say unto you, this is the parable, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just. Do you know what this word just is in the Greek? Self-justification. Okay. Claiming to be just. Persons which need no repentance. They don't think they do. If I can do it, I want to turn over here to 16:15 for you. 16:15 documents what I said about that word being just. 16:15 in the same book, Luke. Jesus talking to that same bunch that's murmuring, the Pharisees and scribes. And he said unto them, ye are they which justify yourselves before men. You claim to be just. But God knoweth your hearts, for that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. He doesn't want them. He goes after that one that is looking and knows they're lost, that's looking for that truth, that's investigating. It pays great dividends, beloved, to search God's Word and talk to Him. Let Him know, okay? Continuing then with verse 8 of that, of 15. Either what woman, and let me tell you, this woman is symbolic of the Holy Spirit. Okay. It was Christ looking for the sheep. This woman is the Holy Spirit. Either what woman having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? You know, if there is one piece of that silver, that's precious material. The Holy Spirit, if you're looking, if you're lost and you're looking for that truth, she'll stay up all night to lead and guide you and direct you into that truth. I mean, she'll clean house. She'll get that broom. She'll brush out everything else. And verse 9, and when she hath found... I got to back up. This word seek, okay? The word seek as you have it here, I want you to learn that word. It's a part of the word we learned before. But this one is zathe, okay? Kind of hard to pronounce in English. But what it means is to go with totally, to understand, to investigate. In other words, the word seek means investigate. And anytime Christ is seeking something, you want to know what he's doing. He's looking, investigating, to see who's who and what's what. And, beloved, he knows. So I went right past my word of reference there in that eighth verse. The word seek. Zeothe. Okay. To search out, to inquire, to research. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Okay. And when she, that's the Holy Spirit, has found it, she calleth her friends and her neighbors together, saying, rejoice with me, for I have found the peace which I had lost. It's gone. Now, here explains the parable. Listen carefully. Open your minds. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth, one sinner that will look for truth, one sinner that will research and say, I can't, I'm with this confusion of this world, I want to go where there is truth and understanding. I want to find that in the Word of God. Do you know that God is looking for people like that? Do you believe me? God Himself seeketh for those that try to understand. Just like Christ said, I look for that sheep. Turn with me, if you would, to the great book of John. Remember the woman at the well? This is when Christ, the salvation was open to all people. And you might say, anybody that ever thinks they're a sinner or have had problems, this woman at the well, at Jacob's well, in John chapter 4, okay? Jesus said, go call thy husband and come hither. It wasn't legal really to talk to a woman by herself. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. And Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband, for thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband. In that sayest thou truly. And then she knew he was a prophet. He knew that he was Messiah. She would learn that. But I brought you here to know this is where God opened his heart to everyone through this woman. He used her. Many would say, well, she was a sinner. Not if she believes and repents. Don't you ever dare judge people. That is, if you want to tick your father off, you be a gossiper. Okay. If you want to fill that bill, you go to it, friend. Because we've been reading about gossipers, right? And what God feels about it, you want to be real careful. What did Jesus say then in verse 21 of this 4? In conclusion, Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh, and beloved, I'm going to tell you, that hour is here, when ye shall neither in this mountain, she had said, you tell us to go to Jerusalem to pray, we pray in this mountain. He's saying, in this mountain, nor yet at Jerusalem, worship the Father. You can worship Him anywhere in the world. You worship Him in your heart, in your mind, in your spirit. 2, ye worship ye know not what, ye know what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. The word should be translated Judeans, or Israel, correctly. Because at that time, he was to go back to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. But after the crucifixion, it was thrown open to all people, all God's children. Listen carefully. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. Not part truths, not claiming to be truth, but truth. For the Father seeketh. Uh-oh, there's that word again. The Father does what? Investigates. For the Father investigates such to worship Him. He picks His own. He knows which sheep He fits on His shoulder. He knows those that have peace of mind because they understand the truth. That's why I brought you to this place, so that you see that our Father Himself investigates to know those that have investigated. And that's why it is so important. 24, God is a spirit, and they that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and what? And in truth. There's nothing like the truth, beloved, the truth of God's Word. What is truth? God is. He will never deceive you. And if you look just a little closer, He always brings you clarity and understanding and direction and blessings. You see, as it is written in another place of the truth, when you serve Him, He knows what you have need of. And He says, you know what? You do my work, and I'll add those things onto you. I am one that know for a fact He does that. But you got to earn it first. You got to do it His way. Heavenly Father, thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you, Father, for the truth. Thank you, Father, for seeking out those that study your word, that research, that investigate, Father, that care what you think and deed in heart and in mind and in soul. Bless them. We ask it in Yeshua's precious name. Amen.
The Beast on CD is our free introductory offer to you. What is the mark of the beast? Many false teachers would have you believe it will be a tattoo on your forehead or a computer chip implanted under your skin. It is getting late in the game. You need to know what the mark of the beast is. As it's written in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8, many will be